Welcome to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Today is Holy Monday. Today, Jesus would go to the temple. His words and actions would anger some, inspire others, and continue moving his plan forward. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teachings. Mark 11:15-18. Jesus would enter the temple, clear out, and turn over the tables of the corrupt money changers. This was not a common thing we see Jesus do, but his actions tell us how he truly feels about his church. There is no room for corruption. These actions would anger the already very angry chief priests and teachers of the law. His actions after this would continue to push them even further. He would spend the day teaching in the temple courtyards. He would teach and use parables, warning against false teachers, defending his authority, and using a poor widow as an example of someone who truly understands what it means to give everything. These teachings would amaze the crowds listening to him and continue to inspire his followers today. However, his teachings would also push the chief priests and the teachers of the law to start to make plans to have him arrested and eventually killed. Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew that clearing people out of the temple would anger the people who were already mad and wanted to kill him. He did not hold back or pull any punches when answering the questions of those trying to trap him in his words and prove him wrong. They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you authority to do this?" Jesus replied, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or of a human origin? Tell me." They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But if we say of human origin," they feared the people, for everyone held that John was really a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Mark 11:27-33. All of this would accomplish two goals. One, things are being put in motion that would culminate in his arrest, death, and resurrection. Two, he was preparing his friends and followers for a time when he would no longer be with them. As we continue through Holy Week, we will read the stories of what happened. We will study the teachings Jesus gave during this period. We will mourn his death. We will celebrate his resurrection. We will carry all of this with us as we continue to follow our teacher who has defeated death. Right now, we are going to spend a few quiet moments listening to the Spirit. So settle into a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths. With open palms, invite the Spirit to speak to you. What does Jesus need to clear out in you so that you can make space for him this Holy Week? How does the Spirit want to prepare you for Easter? Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Join us tomorrow for Holy Tuesday.